Today, I want to talk to you about leaving it better than you found it. Many of you might be aware of some of the other work I've done on other podcasts or my writing, and a theme that I constantly talk about because it's always on my mind is leaving it better than you found it. I was introduced to this back early in the military careers, right at boot camp even, and it was always around this thing, leave it better than you found it. When we left the classroom, you pushed your chairs in, you picked up the trash, you wiped things down, leave it better than you found it. When you went to the rifle range and you had to police call and pick up brass off the ground, you always wanted to leave your environment better than you found it. It was a way of showing respect. Ultimately, I think it was just the way of Marine Corps getting cheap labor and not having to pay maintenance crews. But it taught you like accountability for your influence or effect or your mark or your footprint on a space, right? I have a saying, there's a saying in the boating community, you know, you're responsible for your wake. And I think those are very, very similar. So leaving it better than you found it for me, if we were to start at the basic level, is when I walk into a room, I make sure, hey, the lights were on when I got there. I'm going to think, maybe I could turn the lights off, or maybe the lights were on for a reason. Or if I walk into a bathroom and I see, you know how we walk into the bathrooms and the paper towel stuff is all over the sink, or there's little water on a sink. I do the bathroom thing. I go and I wash my hands, and then I just take an extra moment to pull a little bit more paper towel off, and I wipe the sink off because I want to leave it better than I found it. And that's very, very simple. Right now, what I do is when I leave a restaurant, I push my chair in, and inevitably there's another chair in that restaurant or that room, and I just push that chair in too. It's a courteous thing. And that's a small, simple step. And it might seem trite. It might seem like, whatever, you know, it might seem beneath you. But I find that doing those small things build up over time and they add value. And so I started transitioning to leaving my exchanges with others better than I found it. So I might meet a stranger and shake a hand. How are you doing? Look them in the eyes. Talk to her by her first name. Ask her a question. How was your day? Listen to the answer. Respond to the answer. Smile. And I'm leaving the exchange better than I found it. Because when we were strangers, we were strangers. And now while we might not be friends or acquaintances, it's just I've made her day feel better. I've put a smile on his face, or I've made him feel valuable. And I take this into the grocery store a lot. I find that this is a great place to practice that, and through the checkout line. You know, everybody gets in the checkout line and the person in front of you has 50 items and you have two, but they don't want to let you go first. And then there's two more people that build up behind you because they close the other register, and you're standing there and you know, the attendant that's checking the groceries out, they've been doing this for 6 hours and they're just thinking about, when am I going to get my break? And it's just a miserable, people start complaining and say, hey, I'm in this situation. I'm going to leave this situation better than I found it. Hey man, no problem. I'm not going to be fidgety. How's your day? I get to the checkout and they're running my groceries and hey, how you doing today? How's this working out for you? When did you get off work? Oh, did you get lunch? What'd you have for lunch today? Just simple conversation and not for the sake of simple conversation, but with the intent of leaving my exchange with that person who's providing a service to me, to the community, and allowing them to enjoy their work a little bit more. I'm leaving that experience better than I found it. And what happens is it's better not only for them, but it's better for me too, because I'm not building up negative energy. And so leaving it better than you found it on the physical sense, on the emotional sense, and then I started bringing it to myself. Like, why not? Why can't I be responsible for myself too? I wake up in the morning and I say, hey, Tosh, you know what? You're going to leave it better than you found it today. I'm going to leave myself a little bit better when I go to bed tonight than when I found it this morning when I woke up. And well, what does that look like? I don't know today what that's going to look like, but I'm going to look for opportunities to do that. I'm going to look for opportunities to do something special for somebody else or for something else or to improve myself. And sometimes I can wake up in the morning and say, okay, well, these are three things that I'm going to do today to leave myself better. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to whatever it is that just leaves you a little bit better than you found yourself. And I don't think I need to keep beating this up, but it's valuable. It really is. And it walks into a lot of other things that I'll talk about on these podcasts that have value and importance to me. And you'll find that there's just this common theme that's woven between them all. And it's about giving first, sharing, making the world around you better. And in turn, it'll make you better. And so leave it better than you found it. Whether it's physical, whether it's with a stranger, or whether it's with yourself, or whether it's your thoughts and emotions, I think there's a stretch exercise for you there. So that was your episode of Spartan Stand. I'm Brian Chantosh, and I'll be with you every Monday sharing with you some personal tricks that I do to try to just suck a little bit less every single day, be a little bit better every little day, whatever you will. We bring individuals from all walks of life almost every day of the week to share the same with you, from health and fitness, wellness, mind, athletes, to just do the same thing, just to help you leave yourself a little bit better than you found it. Goodbye.